I'd like to invite you to a presentation and testing of the cheapest UPS, bought with the idea of keeping a computer running for a few minutes after a power loss. I'll test it here under various loads, including with a power supply with active PFC. I'll look at the output waveform, and finally, I'll examine what heats up inside using thermal imaging. In addition, I will also test its PC-accessible application for monitoring load and battery status. Finally, I will find out where that characteristic overheating smell comes from when it is running. What is a UPS? A UPS, uninterruptible power supply, as the name implies, is an uninterruptible power supply unit whose function is to ensure the continuous operation of electrical equipment, here a computer, in the event of a power cut. It works on the basis of a battery and gives you time to safely save your work and shut down your equipment in the face of a failure. We have different types of UPS. Offline standby UPS normally powers equipment directly from the mains and switches to the battery with a short interruption in the event of a power failure. The simplest and cheapest. Line interactive UPS, similar to offline, but has a circuit that stabilizes the voltage without using batteries. Online UPS, double conversion, supplies power to the equipment all the time through energy conversion, thus giving the highest quality and no interruptions. In a similar way, power supplies can be divided according to the current waveform at the output. Here we have the cheaper power supplies, which generate the so-called approximated sine wave, which I prefer to call simply rectangular, and power supplies that generate a pure sine wave. The approximated sine wave, seen here in the photos, this is a cheaper and simpler solution by design. Such a waveform, although it works with basic equipment, can cause equipment to become unstable or shut down, especially with modern power supplies with active PFC. It also does not work with inductive loads, classic transformers. Pure sine wave, the waveform that is closest to that of the mains power supply. It ensures correct and stable operation of all equipment, including modern computer power supplies, audio equipment, and equipment sensitive to power quality. Such UPSs are more expensive, but much safer for equipment. Note: in descriptions of UPSs on vendor websites, you will often see a general statement that an approximated sine wave is sufficient to power a laptop computer TV. I disagree. At least my ROG gaming laptop has a power supply with active PFC, and it effectively resets the UPSs I've tested that give rectangular. Here I'll test the cheapest UPS purchased for office work with a desktop computer. We started our UPS selection by measuring the power required by the computer and monitor combo. I specifically overloaded the computer with a benchmark and added a considerable margin to the value. It came out to about 150 watts. I therefore marginally selected the model 600VA360W, which I managed to buy for just under £200. Already with a 12-volt 7-amp-hour battery and LCD display. UPS model GC Powerproof 600. So let's see what the courier brought. The power supply is safely packaged for travel. There is also a moisture absorber inside to keep the whole thing from getting soggy. We also get cables. The power supply has two sockets on the back whose power is backed up. In addition, there is a USB for communication with the computer, with an app, and RJ45 sockets. Filter. Interestingly, I was supplied with a USB cable and a cloverleaf-type power cable. I wonder what it's for. Probably with my devices in mind already. Instructions. The first startup shows that the power supply works and the display is quite clear. I started by checking the waveform. Indeed, it is 50 Hz. Strangely, however, it drops to 30 Hz under load. I then checked the overload behavior, several hundred watts. The power supply reacts quickly and shuts down. Second overload test, 350W approximately. Separately, I tested a high load configuration,